From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 Digital exclusive.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast. Here to bring you the weather for the full week ahead. It is Monday, April 27th, and we've got Joseph Dames here. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning. I love Mondays. We have four more days of April left.
Yeah, we are coming into a close here. It's this month has just been, you know, a bit different from the rest, and we have seen some interesting weather, also just interesting times right now for the world, but it has been pretty nice. We've gotten some good weather here overall, I think, this month.
Oh, yeah, we had that, was it a 12-day stretch of no measurable rain, no rain at all.
Yeah, 12 days.
And it was like 70 and sunny, it felt like.
Yeah, and some of these afternoons that we've seen have been wonderful. Mm-hmm. Especially this past weekend, we saw some rain on Saturday, which was lovely. And then the afternoon, we hit the sun and bumped up all the way to 70 degrees.
Yeah, Saturday was kind of a surprise, but we knew the rain was coming in. At least personally, I knew the rain, you know, was out of the way. And then the sun really boosted our temperature. So I'll take a 70 degree day after rain, too, especially. That's nice.
Yeah. And I mean, if we keep tally of all of our 70 degree days so far this month, we're sitting at 8 days.
Wow.
Right now this is the April that has seen the most number of 70 degree days if you compare the last decade.
Yeah.
So it's been a warm April.
It definitely has been. And just a reminder that 70 degrees is like late May, early June weather. So like a good chunk of our month, a full week, over a full week of, you know, weather. It was feeling more like late May, early June.
And we'll take it. And actually, moving forward into this week, we're expecting maybe one, even two more days in the 70s. So there does still look to be a little bit of warming as we head towards the afternoons here a couple days this week. So let's hop into what trends we've been seeing here for the forecast Monday and today. Of course, we started out the morning time with a few showers, but as we move forward here, the cold front that swung through overnight and brought a wet start to our morning will likely taper off and move out of the region. So we'll see some drier weather by the afternoon, a bit more sunshine again, and today's high is still pleasant in the mid-60s. So it's kind of one of those mornings where you look outside the window, do you want to go for a walk or not? You know, if you wait till the afternoon, it might be a little bit more comfortable or pleasant for you.
Yes, we'll get a couple of those as we go through the week. The trend inside the trend is an uncertain kind of pattern. It's just back and forth, hopping around, temperatures up and down, but we don't get that cool. Seems like we're about average or above.
Yeah, we really don't. I think the coolest temperature is the low 60s, which is just below normal. Our normal highs this week are about 64 degrees in Portland. So that is actually my absolute perfect temperature, 64 degrees. So, and overall, we're right about there or a little warmer moving forward.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like that. Start hitting 70s, it feels nice, but like, for the Pacific Northwest, I feel like the mid-60s is like prime time.
Exactly. Can handle that. So, then Tuesday comes and a little bit of high pressure works in. So we're expecting dry conditions, you know, no real systems or short waves moving through and bringing any rain. So Tuesday does look dry. We'll see some sunbreaks again. And tomorrow's the day that we could hit 70 degrees. And in my forecast, going with 72 here in Portland. So it'll be a nice afternoon and even a great morning. Overnight lows this week mainly stay in the upper 40s to low 50s, too. So we have been keeping some mild temperatures around as well.
Yeah, it's the month that just keeps on giving as far as 70 degree days go. But not much rain. It's been dry. So we've been really trying to fight back the last week, at least as far as rain goes, but we've had some rainy days, but they just haven't been that wet.
So. Yeah, not too soggy. I guess the start of Saturday did bring some good showers, and same with Wednesday of last week, I believe. But we're still sitting at about 3/4 of an inch of rain so far this month, and we're closing in on the end of it, and we are down by nearly 2 inches of rain. So just under 2 inches. So we are really needing some precipitation here. Our drought has increased. I'm curious to see what our drought status is this week. They update it every week on Tuesdays typically. So we'll be tracking that trend. And in terms of drought and those impacts, experts have said it's a little too early to really make any calls, but just something to be watching as we move forward into our drier months and into summer too. So, yeah, I mean, not much rain in the forecast this week. We'll see some scattered showers working back in on Wednesday as another quick little disturbance works through. Nothing too prominent here, but we may see just some patchy showers by the afternoon on Wednesday. Those could linger into Thursday, but overall, I'm not seeing, you know, more than a quarter inch of rain for the entire week.
Yeah.
Just, you know, unsettled showers, and they'll be light, they'll move through, and then we'll break out into sunshine. So that's kind of what the trend looks like for this week. Very, very spring-like.
Yeah, it's just, we only have 4 more days of April left, so we are flirting with that top 5 driest April years. I think
five
was like a little shy of 1 inch. So do you think we'll get to 1 inch this month?
Yeah, I think there's absolutely a chance that we make it into that that list there of the top 5 driest. So, oh man, we'll have to be watching that. That is pretty interesting.
I think number 5 was like 0.92. So we could fall on the top 5 driest years since 1941, I believe. And just, you know, so everyone knows, you have another podcast about fire conditions, I believe, drought conditions, and we have other articles about the drought. So if you want to pick that up on the website, coin.com, you can read one of those.
Yeah, it's a good listen. But also what was interesting is, you know, midweek when we see that warm up and that quick little ridge that starts to build and keeps us dry. A big impact for this region or a little further south is out towards Las Vegas. There have been some models that have shown they may see some excessive heat. So a lot of warmth is getting trapped, you know, south of our region. But in Vegas, it's April and they could hit triple digits. So I think that is a little bit warmer than they typically see at this point in the year. So potentially some new record heat for areas of the Great Basin out towards, you know, Nevada and that region.
Yeah, they've been just really cranking the heat. I saw down in Arizona, Phoenix area, I mean, pushing the 90s to triple. I mean, it's April. It's like that's too extreme. And so with all that, if the warmth is building down to the south, sometimes it will creep its way up to the north towards us too. So we'll see if we tap into any heat, but we've yet to hit an 80 degree day, right?
Mm-hmm. We have not yet this year. So, you know, with the trend and how it's going into May, I feel like we will certainly get an 80 degree day.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah. So and then we kind of wrap up the week with a few showers on Thursday or Friday, or we dry it out.
Yeah, so a Friday, a little bit of a dry break for the day. I wouldn't be surprised if we still see some lingering showers into the end of the work week. But basically, your rain arrives on Wednesday. It lingers into Thursday before things dry out. Friday right now looks like a fairly dry day. But then the weekend comes and another round of showers pushes in. So really just an unsettled span of days here as we move forward. So I think the driest days of the week will be Tuesday and then also Friday. But in terms of, you know, showers actually around this week, they're not going to be super soakers. It's not going to be an extremely soggy day, you know. So just a light rain jacket will likely do you well this week. Just keep it at hand because some portions of our days this week will be a little rainy.
Yeah, they're just coming and going, those showers.
Coming and going. Very unsettled week. Off and on showers here. So that's what you can expect this week. We do sometimes see active weather, you know, maybe in other years we've seen some larger systems with the deeper, colder air rolling through. So we get some instability and some lightning and thunderstorms, but that's really not the case this week. Things just kind of look a little tame moving forward.
In the next weather week podcast, it'll be May. Friday's the first day of May.
Yeah.
So we're cruising along. But yeah, just not just a few showers, it's not going to be super wet. So I'm hoping that we do get that about a quarter of an inch so we can maybe push into the 1 inch range for the month of April.
Yeah.
But it's really sad when I'm like rooting for 1 inch. I'm like, just give us 1 inch and it will feel pretty good because anything under that. But in reality, even 1 inch isn't even close to where we should be. But
yeah, I think our average this month for rain should be about 2.5 to 2.75 inches of rain.
I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, we're missing quite a bit, and we've got 4 days left.
I've been seeing people watering their yards and their lawns around the area, so it's almost getting to that point.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to see that. Yeah, rapid fire questions for you. What's the wettest day this week?
Wettest day this week, I'm going to go with Wednesday.
Wednesday, how about warmest day?
Warmest day, Tuesday.
And favorite day of the week?
Favorite day of the week is Thursday. What about you?
Yeah, I like Thursday too.
Thursday's nice.
Yeah, there's some optimism to it.
Right. All right, well, take care and we'll catch you in the next podcast.
The Coin 6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin 6 podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.